Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today with a company update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, let's follow up on a news release that came out yesterday. Further drill results from this Empire discovery on the ODNE property. Now, yesterday, no doubt, it was a bad day for the markets broadly, but these results that Awale released actually had the stock moving higher on a day when literally everything else I saw on my screen was lower. So let's look at some of these results. Hole 24, this is the best drill result so far on this property at this Empire discovery, headline number being 15 meters at 13.1 grams per ton gold. We also had hole 18 release that was 11 meters at almost 5 grams per ton. Now, these drill holes come on the eastern side of this overall discovery, the Empire main zone. But Glenn, give us a little bit of color here. What these drill results are telling you about how big this Empire zone could be?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having us. From the discovery, originally holes 1 and 2, which was 18 meters at 5 grams and 27 meters, was a scissor hole to that, 27 meters at 3 grams. And then also a step out 100 meters to the east, we had hole 9, you know, with some higher grade 16, 17 meters at around 2 grams. So that was the initial discovery that was made. And subsequent to that, we've actually now started the second phase drilling. And we put out a news release about 3 weeks ago where we were actually chasing the high grade plunge from what we saw in the initial results, 16 and 17. 16 came, you know, it sort of came in with some pretty high, some nice high numbers, really delineating what we or confirming that sort of shallow 30 degree plunge. You know, we had 7 meters at 3.5 grams within there, as well as 8 meters at 2 grams. So the plunge was confirmed, and then we've stepped out now with these 24, 18, and 19 to the east, about 30 meters east of the original section 2, and as you rightfully say, these are our best results to date: 15 meters at 13.1 grams, hole 18 below, 11 meters at 4.9 grams, as well as 19 as well, hitting some pretty good mineralization. So the theory of that shallow plunge certainly holding true. The nice thing what we're seeing is that in hole 18, we are seeing a slightly different vein orientation, probably more northeasters, which we are trying to test. And actually, the last drill holes on the main zone at the moment were holes 31 and 32. Obviously, these have gone off for assaying, but it's actually targeted that, as I say, that northeast orientation of veins. And the good thing is that we certainly went through the brittle ductile zone again. We actually, the swarm of veins that we've picked up certainly has increased, as well as the visible gold. All our diamond drilling has had visible gold in it, even all the way down to 200 meters. But now that new orientation has also opened up another theory there. So we have the shallow plunge for the moment in Maine, you know, going from surface. At the moment, we sort of sit at about 120 meters, have been chasing it down. And then what we see with this, you know, with the new mineralization to look more like a second load, We see the ability to actually, it looks like a steeper plunge on that one, and the ability to chase that down is also there. So the Empire Main, yes, it might have a small footprint on surface, but actually what's looking like it's opening up at depth in terms of being able to chase it along depth, so or along strike. So Empire Main certainly pulling together nicely. Our confidence has increased dramatically. You know, we were chasing that plunge and saying, is our theory correct? We are quite confident that it actually is plunging. So, you know, a high grade ore body is obviously what we want, and I think is what the market needs. We are seeing a lot of low grade ore bodies coming into the market. Obviously, good gold price, finding you know, good pricing. But as you say, you know, high grade is going to give us rewards. But you know, it's still early days, and we're still going to carry on building from it, and we've got these results to come.
So, Glenn, I'm going to post figure 2 below this interview because it really does outline perfectly where the drill holes are and where some of these upcoming drill results are, because some other holes are drilled. You can see to the east of the area that was drilled just now, 27, 26, both of those holes, and then much further to the west, the P3 line, that's where you have hole 22 and 29 and 30. So we will start to get these results as well, which really just continues to be the strategy here of seeing the extents of this ore body. These step outs haven't necessarily been 100 meters, but you've been going methodically through this project, just continuing to step out.
Yeah, I think the key to note is, I mean, you know, this you know, from the first drilling, which was 100 meters apart, you know, that obviously gave us the discovery. Now, you know, we can just keep stepping out largely. However, it is prudent to actually just, we know we've got the known zone, we've got a high-grade zone, work with that high-grade zone and follow it. So that's and obviously the understanding increases as we go along. So that's what we're doing, and it's paying off.
Now, Glenn, there's also a further extension of this drill program that we can see in figure 4. I will also post this. You are testing out these three other anomalies to the east of this Empire main zone. And from my understanding, or in the news release, anomaly 2 and 3 have been drilled. You make some comments on what the core looks like. You don't have those assays back. Give us a little bit more color on what that core looks like initially.
Yeah, so if we just go to that, I mean, we've actually only done one core hole in each of those. You know, we originally had some problems with the RC rig, and therefore we just actually decided to actually put a diamond hole in each just to try and get some understanding of the geology. And now we've actually, on anomaly 2 and 3, we've actually completed all the RC holes, the balance of those holes that you can see there. So in terms of the core, obviously that gives us a bit of idea of the geology. We do see we are going through similar geology to what we see in the main zone. We have had, you know, we go through a diorite. It's not all, the mineralization doesn't have to be hosted in the diorite, but we are looking for this brittle ductile host, which seems to be the productive host for gold mineralization. We do see, you know, we have gone through quartz veining, and we have seen in anomaly 2 some visible gold. So that is, you know, that is extremely encouraging from our side. We will be finishing off at anomaly 1, but for the moment, all just from a market perspective, all the diamond holes on main as well as anomaly 2 and 3 have actually been now shipped off to the lab. So we have been pretty productive with 2 rigs to date, and we do have elections there next week. And from our perspective, you know, our guys have to go back to their jurisdictions to vote. So we've actually closed up for the moment, and we'll wait for election to pass, and we'll be back in it pretty soon. But in the interim, you know, the pipeline of results have gone off, so that's going to be good for us too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? You still have results in the lab, so it's not like you guys are going to be quiet. You're just taking a little break for the election. Follow-up question, though, regarding what you saw in the core at Anomaly 2 and Anomaly 3, is that similar to what you saw in the core from the Empire main discovery? My question really being here, could this be all one big ore body?
So I mean, what we are seeing, so if we just go back to where, you know, the setting, so On Empire, effectively, we have it's on a structure, an old deep-seated structure that traverses the entire property. So that's around 12 kilometers, and then we have the application further to the west, where there's another 10 odd kilometers of the same structure going across. So Empire sits on this structure, and within that we have, you know, the setting is, it is an old shear zone, and this has been the setting of these intrusions coming through, and we have the diorite coming through on the main section and with this brittle ductile deformation. In anomaly 1, 2, or 2 and 3, should I say, I mean, and as well as the trenching that we saw in anomaly 1, I mean, there is this deformation zone, and we certainly are seeing this brittle ductile alteration, or the alteration plus the brittle ductile nature of the main zone. So the settings are very similar. You know, rocks will change. I mean, what you're seeing in that scale, that's a 3 kilometer strike length of that effect of 12 kilometers that we'll talk about. So, you know, it's just a small little patch within with a long structure. the ultra, you know, we with this mineralization or the anomalies itself certainly have come up through this. So we know there's in the mag diagram that you can see there, there are some jogs or some steps in it, and that's where these anomalies are coming through. So obviously, setting has allowed the fluid flow as well as the mineralization to come in. So you know, we've got some visible gold in anomaly two, so that's interesting. The chips is a little bit more difficult, you know, to see all the visible gold. So you know, it's going to be telling in terms of what the results will be. But in terms of the sulfides that we see there, very similar to what we're seeing in the main zone. So you know, the setting's good. What's our objective always been? You know, we believe in 1,000,000+ ounces and growing, plus the district scale nature of ODNE, and one or two of these anomalies come in, plus the main zone, plus the ability to go to, you know, at depth to repeat what we're seeing at the top 100, 150 meters. You know, we certainly are on track with our objectives of chasing those 1,000,000 ounces plus.
Okay, and that's the big picture. That's something to consider as much as we're talking about these individual zones. You're going for 1,000,000 ounce deposit at generally higher grade. So far, the drilling has been encouraging. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Owalle Resources. We're going to follow up as more of the assays, get back from the labs. And also, if anybody has any questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Glenn, I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update on this drill program, and we'll chat again as you get some more assays back.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.